All-American. Gene Taylor in 1974. Dale Westberg in 1981. Brad Robinson, 1986. Josh Salmon, 1992. Shane Peters, 1994. Dale Doherty, 1996. Scott Beekman in 2002. Dustin Walraven in 2007 and 2008.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Getting set for our second high school football game of the season here on Tigers and the multi-defending champion Peer Governors in 11AA. Our coaches report again brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Talking with Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger football. Tigers tough start of the season. Knew it was going to go that way, Drew. Yankton had a lot of guys back. We're really green there, especially along the line. And really just big plays. Yankton had their big plays, and we just couldn't get those things stopped.
Yep, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't stop their big plays. We had guys doing the wrong things. Just our older guys that we expect a little bit more from, so they just got to kind of wrap that up and shape it up this week and really get after it. And then our younger guys finally getting their first varsity experience was really good for them guys. Unfortunately, it was against a really good team at Yankton, so just getting those guys experience and a little more comfortable this week, I think, for their second game on varsity.
You know, one of the highlights, though, for me was a play at quarterback there. Colton McNeil had a nice night, turned it over once, and that was really just flinging it down there on his last attempt of the game. We were able to get a couple of guys open, got some big gains there, especially in the first half on no sacks. So, you know, line did the job, and Colton, you know, he's a veteran now. He knows how to move back there.
Yep. You know, we just got to continue to work on that and give him a little more freedom with the playbook and understanding what he can do and check out of things for himself to give us the best look possible and just continue to get our guys healthy on offense there to add some more weapons for them to use.
You know, and then the running game was an issue. I give Bubba Peters a credit. I didn't really know this till you told me after the game. He really had not played much running back before last Friday night.
Yep, last year we rotated him at the Y, you know, with Hag and Kobe. So, you know, he just kind of moving into running back this season with our two starters out with Thackeray and Landon. But, you know, those guys just got to get them healthy and find ways to get them back in.
And defensively, as I said, we gave up a lot of big plays. And, you know, just from listening to you here, one, I think we're a little wide-eyed, to be honest. But, two, we're just making some basic mistakes.
Yeah, basic mistakes for us from our older guys, and we can't have that situation happen. And then we're a little bit smaller on defense this year just because it's hard to replace a guy like Connor Johnson and Holden Hag. But these younger guys, once they get experience, they'll get more time and rotate in and really, you know, come together, I think, on the defense. So right now it's just kind of working these guys in and getting them more comfortable with the game.
Now, Peer Governors, second straight year we have to go there, by the way. But, you know, Peer, multi-time state champion, and realistically, they're number one until somebody knocks them off.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They're really well coached. They got a great coaching staff there and just a lot of guys that really bought into what they do, and they run it really well when they line up and they're able to go really fast.
You know, and defensively, when I think of Peer on defense, I just think that they might have the most athletic set of linebackers every year.
Yeah, you know, those four guys, that two of them sit on the edge and two in the middle, and they just kind of, you know, they push everything to the middle, so we're going to have to find ways around that and try to get mismatches here and there and just, you know, continue to do what we do and, you know, try to open up that run game a little bit and maybe complete some passes along the outside.
And wrap it up. I know it's cliche, but really we're still working on us with the inexperience we had come in, especially on the O-line and D-line. We knew there'd be some tough start here to the season, especially with the schedule. Bottom line is they told us to go to Peer. We're going to Peer. Hopefully we had some learning going last week.
Yeah, lots of learning going on, lots of film, you know, work with these young guys. So, you know, our goal is just to compete and get better each week and each play. And, you know, I think our guys did a good job of trying to accept that challenge last week and just kind of do that same thing this week of just look at it as, you know, we're going in to get better, to progress as a team. It's not how you start, but how you finish. And our guys did a good job of actually, you know, accepting that challenge last week, unfortunately not the outcome that we wanted, and now we go into Peer, another juggernaut team, so our guys just got to continue to have on the right mindset and just kind of get after it and see what football's like at that kind of level.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger football. Again, the Tiger Coaches Report is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Stop by the Scoreboard tonight. Here on Community Campus Timeout as we continue the pregame on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Jeremy and Marlene and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Cole McNeil, 4, quarterback.
Zachary Hansen, number 9, running back.
Colby Holford, number 22, fullback, linebacker, punter.
Jonathan Peterson, number 30, running back, linebacker.
Marcus Anderson, number 57, O-line and D-line.
Dominic Pruitt, number 62, O-line, D-line.
Logan Leindecker, number 81, wide receiver and cornerback.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening back at Trotner Field in Pierre. It's Huron Tiger, Pierre Governor football getting set to go on a gorgeous night for football. Very little wind. The sun out now. Of course, we'll be setting shortly, but field in great shape since it's their first game, first varsity game to be played on the field. So looking for a great night for high school football. Do have one score here on our Kurtz Heating and Cooling Scoreboard Update. And T area after getting surprised out in Spearfish last week. They aren't leaving much of anything to chance. They got a kickoff at 6 o'clock, and I'm showing 25-0 T area leading Aberdeen still in the first quarter. That's the only game that's underway at this point. Other games in 11AA today includes Douglas at Sturgis. Watertown is hosting Yankton. Mitchell and Brookings are playing at SDSU. Rapid City Central is hosting Spearfish. That's your 11AA schedule for this evening. Area games include Miller Highmore Herald hosting Mobridge. That's where Matt Watson is tonight over on KOKK. Woolsey Westington's having their homecoming game tonight as they host Castlewood. Iroquois Lake Preston's at Canastota. And then actually a Saturday game in the area as Hitchcock Tuller travels to Northwestern in Class 9B tomorrow night. And that's a look at our area high school football schedule. So that's where we stand. We do have volleyball coming up tomorrow. And that will be Huron hosting Aberdeen at the arena. And pre-match at about 2:10 and 2:30 with the first serve tomorrow afternoon here on Tiger. And I'm not sure how well your mic's going to work here, Corky, but Corky, a great night for football here, and hopefully the Tigers learn some things that they can carry over now after the tough loss last week.
Well, you heard like what Drew was talking earlier. You know, they've seen a lot of film. They've studied everything. They know what they need to fix, and hopefully they got that done. And these guys, they're ready to play football. You can tell they're warmed up. They're excited to be here. They're ready to go out and do their thing.
You know, and any way you look at it, is a green team with a lot of sophomores. The good news there is we do have a very big sophomore class, and Coach Strand said they're very committed to football, so we just need to keep classes like that. You look at the senior class, total of 7. They had probably triple that number just 3 years ago with their freshman year. So the main thing with Huron Tiger football, retain, keep kids out.
That's the biggest issue we've had for years. You know, we start out, we look have great numbers down below and we lose them, we got to figure out what that is. And like I say, he's going to come up with a plan to keep those kids, got to get them excited,
Downsbury.
And you'll have success when we start doing that.
So that's where we stand here, getting Pierre introduced here right now. I think they still have a few festivities to go. They were talking about a hype video, and, of course, we still have our anthem, and we'll get this game kicked off probably right about at 7 o'clock. Our home opener is next week. In fact, just the way the schedule laid out here after two road games, we're only on the road two more times after tonight. Five out of the next seven games after tonight are at home. We do go to Spearfish at the end of this month, and then a couple weeks after that go to Aberdeen. So that's the good news. The bad news is this time next year we'll be looking at the exact opposite.
Well, you can't keep it the same every year. We got to rotate it, so we'll be on the road a lot next year. Let's make it happen.
You know, and a few other oddities, too, like we were talking to John Winkler with one of the stations in our group, KCCR, in Pierre, and he said they're at Aberdeen for a second consecutive year, and they have one other team game like that where they were on the road there last year and this year. We have kind of the same thing. We're at Pierre for a second year in a row. We're at Aberdeen for a second year in a row, but I know T area, Sturgis, and I believe Mitchell all come to Huron the same as last year. But the thing is, this is where the calendar flipped, and this is a new two-year scheduling cycle, so those things will happen. That's also how we wound up playing Yankton three times in a row in football.
People don't understand, you know, it's the way the schedule works. It's the way it's set up. You just got to go with the way it is. When you go playoff game, that's what happens.
And say, make sure we're getting ready for the anthem here, but we'll check that before we take our break here. But we're closing in on, we'll take our break here and then get set for our kickoff this evening. Jordan Munch, TJ Huber, Spencer Everly, Justin Pitts, Darren Lorenz are the officials. They are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They're the law on the field tonight and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Looks like we have our anthem ready to go, so we'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Our timeout brought to you by Huron Community Campus, affiliated with Northern State University. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, we are back here in Pierre. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. We have play-by-play for Huron Tiger football here on at 0-1. Pierre at 1-0 here in the young season. And Huron hoping to learn some lessons. Huron fell 60-0 to Yankton last week to open the season up here. A hard-fought 2014 win over Aberdeen Central in Aberdeen, and that was last Saturday, so Pierre does have one less day of rest than Huron does as well. And Corky, just kind of a quirk in the times we live in now, this will be the only game the Huron Tigers play football on a grass field.
They're getting far and few between, aren't they? Everybody's going to the turf for numerous reasons, you know, and but kids got to enjoy it. This is one of the few things you get to play on the grass.
And this is one gorgeous-looking field, too. Of course, we're early in the season, so nobody's had a chance to rip it up yet. But green, fresh white line, so everything looking good here as far as the field. And usually we don't play Pierre this early in the season either, so that's a little different, too.
Well, like I say, it's nice, you know, and get the game in and get it over with and see where you're at for the rest of the season.
So looks like Pierre is receiving the kick. I'm not sure if they actually won the toss or not, but Pierre will receive. So Huron will kick off, and we are ready to get things going here shortly. It's just before 7 o'clock. This is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. I'm Jeff Duffy, along with Dave Corcoran and Nate back at the studio, keeping us on the air and such. And right now we do have the video stream up and running, so keep the fingers crossed. Everything looks good, all the signals and stuff. But go to YouTube and search Huron SD Radio Sports, and you'll find the live stream here from Pierre tonight as well. I have the iPad right in front of me. I'm going to have trouble seeing the corners of the field, just the way the press box is set up here. But we'll do our best here to get as much of it on the screen here as possible. So, Corky, again, as I said, lessons learned. Let's see how we learned and see if we're ready to make some improvements on what we learned from last week.
Well, I think these kids are ready. You know, they had a good week of practice and make some adjustments, and now you got to go out and execute. It just doesn't get any simpler than that.
Pierre all in black, white numbers, and a white P on the back, and some white and green trim. Huron wearing their road whites with orange numbers, orange and black trim, and Huron has the black pants on, as they always do when they play on grass. And getting set for the opening kickoff, back deep to receive for Pierre. George Stolle, one of the deep backs, and Michael Larson with the kick, and it's going to be returned by Pierre. Carter Templeton coming wide to the right. He's got the right sideline, and there he goes to the 50, finally shoved out of bounds. Oakley Anderson got in on the stop along with Michael Larson, but a big return for Pierre, and they will set up on the Huron side of the 50 at about the 45-yard line, and Pierre with great field position to open the game, first and 10. He started off the left and then just turned the corner right, and the wall was set up.
Boy, and I tell you what, when he got to the edge, he just kicked into burners and he was gone.
So first and 10, the quarterback for Pierre is Caleb Lounsbury, and then he has Rounds right behind him. Long snap and Rounds straight up the middle, and he'll get tripped up after a gain of two or three. And those two inside linebackers, the Troll Patrol, join in for the tackle. That's Oakley Anderson and Colby Hofer. Gain of two on the play for Trevor Rounds. It'll be second and 8 for Pierre from the Huron 43-yard line. Just underway in Pierre. Gorgeous night for high school football. Double wing tight formation, and the pistol here on second down and 8. And again, it's Round straight up the middle, and he's going to be hit right at the line. Bounces off one, but can't bounce off the other. Mason Juergens finished off the tackle, but I believe it was Nolan Staley that got in there, knifed through, and got him down low and stopped it for no gain on the play. And it's going to be third and 8 from the 43-yard line. Now Pierre will spread it out with three receivers left and one to the right. Cooper Terwilliger, the big sophomore who's already has many offers from across the nation. He split out wide right by himself. Trips to the left, Lounsbury by himself in the backfield on third and 8. Like they might be changing the play as he looks at his coach, and all the wide receivers look at their wrists like they're looking at their watch. Long count here, and it'll be straight up the middle. Lounsbury, and he gets to the 40, and that's it. Colby Hofer knifed him, got him down low. Had some help from Bubba Peterson and Charlie Martin. Gain of 3 on the play. It'll be 4th and 5. And Pierre will go for it here. Big play here and a big test early on for this young Huron Tiger defense. As it is 4th and 5 from the 40. Pierre quickly to line back in the pistol formation. Lounsbury to pass, has time. He'll throw over the middle, and the pass to Terwilliger. Did he catch it? It's going to be short of the first down anyway. Incomplete on the big hit by Bubba Peterson, and four and out for Pierre, and Huron will get the ball. That is a great start for the Huron D.
Oh, absolutely. Defense come to play tonight. They did a great job of stuffing him. It made him go into fourth down, and here we got the ball ready to go.
And now Huron with some decent field position at their own 40. It'll be first and 10 for Colton McNeil. McNeil will set up in the pistol. Bubba Peterson behind him. We have three receivers, trips right, one receiver left. For first and 10 for McNeil. McNeil looking right. Now steps up in the pocket. He's in trouble. Now getting away, and he's just going to throw it away to the far sideline. Officials taking a look, and they're going to say incomplete. But again, there. And I talked about this with Coach Strand last week on the coach's show. You see a difference there. Colt McNeil last year might have tried to force that somewhere. Instead, he knew, let's just throw it away and live another day at second and 10.
That's where experience and confidence in what he could do back there, it actually showed right there.
Second and 10 from the 40. Elwine is split wide to the left. Three receivers right now. Empty backfield with five receivers. Here comes a motion on the play. And here's the short flip to the near sideline. Pass complete for about 5 yards. Pass complete to Mason Juergens, and that'll set up third and about five. They just flooded to there, and I think they sent Elwine long, and that, of course, draws a lot of attention. So Juergens with the catch, gain of five. It'll be third and five from the 45-yard line for the Huron Tigers. So big play here, try to pick up the first down, and looks like you're kind of going into the sun this direction as well. Pistol formation for McNeil on third and five from the 45. And McNeil going to throw short, the pass complete to Elwine, and that will be a first down. Just past the 50, didn't get a great spot there, but it's still going to be a first down. So just a hitch, let your 6'8 guy go get it, and he did. And it only gave him five, and he was definitely at the 49 we caught. Anyway, it's a first down. We'll take it. First and 10, ball squarely on the 50-yard line right in front of me. Tigers have the first down of the game. And right back with the pistol and run the option right. Flip back to Peterson. He's in trouble. Gets away from one. We're going to have a flag on the play. This will be a blocking penalty on the Huron Tigers, I'm sure. Peterson ended up getting about 4 yards there. He had to go deep in the backfield, but I'm sure this will be some sort of blocking infraction on the Huron Tigers and will cost them 10. And it came right where Peterson was in trouble there, about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. An official will say holding on Huron. 10-yard penalty, first penalty of the game, and we'll put Huron back at the 40. Now first and 20 back at their own 40-yard line. We're just underway, 9.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pierre had a nice kick return but did nothing with it, turned it over on downs. Huron has gained one first down so far, but now have it first and 20. Here comes motion. That's Elwine, pistol, and McNeil in trouble again, and he's going to go down. He's going to go down back at the 30-yard line, as coming in was Elijah Bucci for the Bucci, they say. Okay, and that's another loss of 10, and we're going backwards, wrong direction. Going to be second and 30 back at the 30-yard line for the Huron Tigers. First sack given up this season for Huron. So second and 30 from the 30, and McNeil will throw short and threw it behind Juergens. And again, there's that man Bucci. He was coming in hard, and I think Colton had to hurry the pass, incomplete. And third and forever for the Huron Tigers. Have yet to run the ball. I guess we did run it once, but had it negated by penalty. I know that's something the coaching staff really wants to do, try to get a run game established. Third and 30 from the 30 for Huron. I believe that's Juergens in the backfield now. No, it's Holst in the pass. Oh, pass incomplete. Juergens was open on the slant, but the ball was delivered behind him. Fourth down, and Huron will have to punt. It was there. He was open.
We had it. Plenty of daylight to run with it, too.
But Pierre active with those linebackers, and we're seeing that where Yankton was a little more straight up and just had the defensive line take care of most of that business. So I think that's the one at first adjustment we're going to have to make. Fourth down, Colby Holfer will punt. George Stolle back deep to receive. High kick, and Stolle going to field it at the 37-yard line. Hits the far sideline. Breaks out of one tackle. Now reverses field. He's at the 50, the 45, and he's got a big lane to the 30. And a block and a penalty. This is going to come back. He does get knocked out at the 5-yard line, but a block in the back, and I could see that one from here. And that will be penalty markers at the 31-yard line, and that's going to – Pierre will keep the ball, still have good field position, but it'll cost him first and goal. I believe it was Colby Hofer that was going after that tackle. Yep, block in the back is the call against Pierre. So they will still have a good field position, but not inside the 10 as they would have otherwise. So here on punts, Pierre will take over with 8:23 to go in the first quarter. No score, and Pierre will have the ball for the second time here in the first quarter. And Pierre will have it at the Huron 40-yard line, first and 10. So first penalty of the game against Pierre. That'll be a 10-yarder, but they do keep the ball. Lounsbury has rounds behind him in the pistol. On the first and 10 at the 40-yard line, Terwilliger shifts to one side as Stolle comes to the near side. Everybody set, and now we have a whistle and timeout Pierre. I don't think Coach Steele liked how that shift looked a little funny, put it that way. Timeout Pierre Governors, 8:22 to go, first quarter, no score. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds. Our timeout's brought to you by Huron Community Campus, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Timeout Pierre. They have a first and 10 at the 40. I know Kosha doesn't like that when they just get the ball turned back on the punt, and then before they even snap it, they have to use a timeout. First and 10, still in the pistol with Lounsbury at quarterback. Here comes that shift again with Terwilliger. Now he goes to a wing. I think he went across the other side of the line before the timeout. And snap through the hands of Lounsbury, and he's just going to cover it back at the 48-yard line. Oakley Anderson jumps on top of him. I'm not sure that the snap was all that bad. I think Lounsbury just took his eye off it, perhaps.
Well, it was in his hands. You got to say, okay, if you touch it, you should be able to get it. But anyway, it benefited us. We come out with some.
Loss of 10 on the play. It'll be second and 20. The ball squarely on the 50-yard line. Now Pierre goes to their spread offense with two receivers right, one receiver left. Empty backfield for Lounsbury. And he's looking to pass. Straight drop, throw short, and the pass through the hands of Cardell Scheifelbein. Looked like it was on target. Incomplete, and it's going to be third and 20. And again, here on Tiger defense, a chance to get off the field here on a third and 20 from the 50-yard line. Terwilliger comes wide to the right, have two receivers left. Stolle is in the, looks like on a wing to the left, and again, empty backfield for Lounsbury. Here comes a blitz to the right. Bischoff after him. Oh, missed him, and Lounsbury steps up, but he'll be dropped back at the 50. The blitz came off the left side. Bischoff had the penetration there, I believe, on the stop, the sack. Well, I'm not sure who that was for the Huron Tigers.
I missed it, too.
No gain on the play, and it's going to be fourth down, and Pierre's going to bring the punt unit in, and the Huron Tiger defense has done the job here to this point. Riley Winiger, Bubba Peterson back deep to receive the punt. Snap is on target. And the kick line drive, and that's going to go over Peterson's head, bounce inside the 10, and going to stop at about the 5 or 6-yard line. And Huron's going to be pinned deep back in their own territory. But again, Pierce still without a first down here in the first quarter, 7:03 to go in the first, and no score. Well, you might have to go more conservative, and, you know, we are going to have to try and run the ball at some point here. That was really a struggle back in the last week at the Yankton. First and 10 at their own 6-yard line. I was just going to say, but I didn't get it out before the punt. They were staring into the sun, you know, Bubba and Winiger, so that might have went into that exchange as well. You're on first and 10, shotgun for McNeil, looking to pass, looks right, he's going to go deep for Elwine. Elwine hauls it in at the 35, up to the 42. That time it was a 6-8 Elwine against Porter Hensley, I believe. 6 foot, and that's a gain all the way up to the 42-yard line, a gain of 36. And first and 10 for Huron, and they're quickly out of the bad field position. It'll be first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Elwine wide left. Anderson Porish, who didn't play last week, he's split wide to the right. And we'll go pistol formation, first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Second first down for Huron. Here comes motion. Low snap and straight up the middle. Peterson running hard. He's past the 45. Up to about the 46, 47. Good run there for Bubba Peterson. On the stop for Pier was Carter Scheifelbein. Give him a gain of 4, and it'll be 2nd and 6. Our longest run from scrimmage against Yankton last week was just 5 yards, so that's encouraging there. 2nd and 6 from the Hurons, from the Tigers' own 46-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And McNeil to pass, looks right, throws short, the pass complete, far sideline, a first down and more. I believe that's Winiger with the catch into Pier territory up to about the 40-yard line. The catch is made by Riley Winiger, and Huron another first down, their third. And that's all the way up to the 40-yard line, so that's a gain of 14. And Huron in Pier territory for the first time, first and 10 at the Governor 40-yard line. First and 10, and McNeil looking left this time, throws it short, the pass complete, but no, they're going to say incomplete, and that's a good thing because Riley Winiger would have lost about 5 yards. The pass was a little behind him, and Hudson Schaefer was right on top of him defensively. Best case scenario there is an incomplete pass, second down and 10 from the 40-yard line here on Tigers in Pier territory. 5:49 to go, first quarter, no score. Elwine is wide left, Porish and Winiger are wide right. Wing right for Hofer, pistol formation. As McNeil looks over at Coach Strand on the sideline. And back to pass is McNeil going to throw long on that far sideline. The pass over the head of Porish. Back there defensively for Pier was Porter Hunsley again. And Porish looks like he could have taken another couple of steps. He kind of stopped and then jumped for it.
Yeah, like I say, he got the height. Nothing, no problem there. Just run your route just a little further.
So that'll be third and 10 for Huron from the 40-yard line. Realistically, this is two down territory for the Huron Tigers. If you maybe get 5 yards and then give you a little, give yourself a more manageable fourth down play. And back to pass McNeil. Time throws over the middle and incomplete. A linebacker went up, maybe got a hand on it. Then it was a sliding opportunity there, but Winiger, I believe, again could not come up with it. And fourth and 10, and my guess is Huron will probably just go for it here. And now we have a timeout Huron to talk about. It's going to be fourth and 10 Huron from the Pier 40-yard line, 5:37 to go first quarter. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
That was a Huron Community Campus a timeout. Huron Community Campus, home of the $40 credit hour. Get your collegiate career off to an inexpensive start at Huron Community Campus. Corky, 4th and 10 from the opponent's 40-yard line. Good field position. And, you know, Huron's probably a team that you just feel like, we got nothing to lose. Let's let it loose here. And I don't think you take a timeout just to decide to punt it.
Oh, and you got the two big guys on the get the ball. Throw it out there. Let them do their thing.
So 4th and 10 from the 40-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. Here comes the rush. He's looking, throws off his back foot, and that's going to be short of everybody. He was kind of off his back foot as there was big penetration coming up the middle there by Coulter Babcock of Pier. Incomplete. And Huron will turn it over on downs with 5:31 to go in the first quarter. Still no score, but encouraging start here. Defense has been able to stop Pier a couple of times. The offense has had a few first downs, but now they give it back to Pier. 1st and 10 at their own 40-yard line. This is the worst field position for Pier here in the first quarter. And they go pistol formation again. Here comes motion. Astali, he'll take the pitch, cuts back up middle of the field, reverses field, and then gets caught at about the 45. Gain of 5. That was a little scary, but Bubba Peterson looks like he's on the bottom of that pile. So Astali with the carry, he'll get 5 on the play. 2nd and 5 for Pierre from their own 45-yard line. Again, they stay in the pistol formation. Receivers left, one right, and they run the option here. Lounsbury going to keep it as they head down. He's going to be just short of the first down by 1 yard as he is caught there at about the, and at the 49, it'll be 3rd and 1 for Pier. From the 49, again, Pier looking for their first down, a couple of runs. They've got 9 yards in. 3rd and 1 as they stay at the pistol formation at their own 49-yard line. And the snap straight up the middle is Rounds, and flag on the play. Rounds does get the first down, just got a couple of yards on the play. Oakley Anderson in on the stop. Penalty marker on the far side of the field, so check that out. They let the play go, so Bubba Peterson saying it's on the Governors. So it'll be a first down tentatively, but well, they haven't moved anything yet. And Pier now is starting to walk backwards. Procedure on Pier, my guess is they didn't have enough guys in the backfield. Pier picks up their 2nd penalty, 15 yards, and 3rd and 1 now becomes 3rd and 6. 4:21 to go in the first quarter, still no score. And Pierre looking at the sideline, getting the play. With a one receiver right and Stolle to left. Stay in that pistol formation here on 3rd and 6 from their own 44-yard line. And a bad snap again. Lounsbury will pick it up. He's going to be caught and dropped back at the 38-yard line by Colby Hofer. 2nd time Pierre has struggled with a snap. And Lounsbury is going to lose yards all the way back to the 38-yard line. That's a loss of 6. And Pierre still without a first down in the punt unit in on 4th and 12. They were at 3rd and 1, wind up 4th and 12. And with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, Pierre will kick the ball to the Huron Tigers with Winiger and Peterson back deep. Snap. And Stolle will give it a kick. Nice high kick. An angle off to the left side. Bounce inside the 30 and go out of bounds. They'll spot it at about the 27. And Huron Tigers will get the ball for a 3rd time with 3:15 to go in the first quarter and still no score. So far, so good, Corky. Huron Tigers, this doesn't even look like what I saw last week in Yankton.
Well, this defense, they've come to play, and they've done a very good job. The offense has come right off of their coattails, and they're doing a great job also, taking what they can get.
1st and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Pistol and short drop. We're going to have a flag on the wave that off. It looked to me like somebody from Pierre jumped into the zone, neutral zone, but they're going to say he was drawn off by somebody moving by Huron, evidently. So false starter procedure officially is the call against the Huron Tigers. Second penalty, 15 yards for on Huron, and now we're first and 15 back at our own 21-yard line. 3:13 to go, first quarter, no score. Pistol formation as McNeil, now Peterson takes a step to his right. And McNeil pass, here comes the blitz, got to get rid of it, and he'll just throw it away as Terwilliger was bearing in on that blind side. But again, you can see where Colton was able to feel it and say, I just got to get rid of it because the big guy's coming after me. Second time he's throwing it away. And let's see, I have McNeil, 4 of 12 passing. It feels like he's had a little better percentage than that, but he's been smart with the ball. And Pierre has put pressure on.
That linebacker, like we talked about earlier, they're fast, and they go to the ball hard.
Second and 15 from the 26-yard line. Motion for Huron. That's Winiger back to pass and looking over the middle. Nope, it's going to be batted at by Terwilliger. Looked like he was trying to get it over the middle to Porish, perhaps. But Terwilliger just put those arms up. He's 6'5". And like I said, he's already got the interest of most major colleges across the country, and he is a sophomore. So third and 15 for Huron, unable to move the ball here. Now one last chance to move the sticks. We'll go trips left, Elwine and Porish, along with Winiger to the left, and one receiver to the right, I believe that's Colby Hofer. And the shotgun for Colton McNeil. McNeil, straight drop, going to throw that far sideline, and he and Hofer were not on the same page. Hofer started to come in on the post, and McNeil threw it more towards the sideline, and Huron will bring the punt unit in. So Colby Hofer will be asked to punt the ball away. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. No score. Certainly an encouraging start here for the Huron Tigers. And Colby Hofer will punt, and Stally is back deep to receive for the Pierre Governors. Snap is there, and the punt end over end. Stally will let it bounce, go inside the 40, inside the 30. He'll pick it up at the 28, get by Juergens up the middle, breaks another tackle, finally is brought down by Charlie Martin as he just came up the middle and said, I'm going to give you a bear hug. And the Pierre will get the ball, but back inside their own 35-yard line, 2:47 to go in the first quarter, still no score. And Pierre will have the ball first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Pierre was still without a first down here in the ball game, and they have this is starting their fourth possession. They'll go two receivers right. Pistol formation for Lounsbury on first and 10. Lounsbury going to flip it here, near side Stolle. Stolle gets away from Messamore, but then he's going to be brought down by Colby Hofer, so a short gain on the play. Bischoff was over there to help out as well. And gain of about 3 on the play, up to the 35. It'll be second down and 7. Inside of 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. Pierre with a second and 7 from the 35-yard line. Slot left, pistol formation. Pierre brings Terwilliger back to the line of scrimmage as a wingback. And handoff straight ahead, rounds, goes off tackle left, and gets wrapped up by Winiger after a gain of about 2. Riley filled the gap, wrapped him up a little high, but got the job done. And it's going to be third and 5 for Pierre after a gain of 2 for Trevor Rounds. Third and 5 for Pierre from their own 37-yard line. Minute 45 to go in the first quarter. No score from Pierre. Pistol formation. Got a little bunch formation to the left side of the line. And low snap again. Third bad snap. The rush after a Lounsbury. And he just gets away from it. And boy, he threw that right at Messamore, just a little low. That is the third time that a peer has had an issue with the snap. That one now, that was low. That wasn't on Lounsbury. Nope. That just came in, dribbled down low. But, boy, he was living dangerously there because he just threw it to get rid of it, and it was right at the feet of Messamore. If he had another step, he might have had a chance to, well, if he would have caught it, he would have had a green carpet to the end zone. Instead, it is fourth and five, and Pier will punt to the Tigers. Stolle is the punter. End over end, Peterson, or Winnegar comes up, catches it, and gets belted right away. Living dangerously. I don't mind him catching it, but maybe I put that fair catch up. But, hey, he caught it. And the Huron Tigers will get the ball back with a minute 21 to go first quarter. I still think right now receiving from that end of the field, the sun is an issue. But in a minute 21, we'll switch ends of the field, and eventually the sun's going to go down. First and 10 Huron from their own 33-yard line. We have doubles left, slots right. Pistol for Huron on first and 10 from the 33-yard line. McNeil looks right, throws, and the pass complete short to Porish, and he'll get past the 40 up to the 42. Anderson caught it on the sideline, then made a reverse spin into the field, and he got a few extra yards off of that. Porish gets it up to the 40, gain of 7, second and 3 for Huron. Huron's only run the ball once here in the first quarter, officially twice, but the first one got called back to a penalty. Minute 12 to go, first quarter. Huron a second and 3 from their own 40-yard line. Trips left, one receiver right. McNeil has the bubble screen to Porish. Porish, oh, nice open field tackle there by Pierre Sutton Sonnenschein. He doesn't make that. Anderson's got a chance to run for a while. Instead, it's going to be, well, it is a gain of 2, and it's going to be third and 1 from the 43-yard line. And now they're actually going to take a look at this and measure with a minute 8 to go, first quarter. So good to see Anderson Porish get involved in the offense. Again, he did not play in Yankton last week. Now, Landon Holst is dressed, and I see he is the pistol back now. He did not play last week either. So they bring the chains across as this is close. They got the ball right at the 43, so it's either going to be first and 10 or third and very short for Huron. And the chain looks like we... Ooh, that is close as you can get, but it's a first down. Huron fourth, first down of the first quarter. Pier has none. And it's first and 10 for Huron at the 43-yard line. Huron's right up the line, want to snap it, but they got to wait for the chain gang to get back, put in position there in the far side of the field. But Huron, four first downs here in the first quarter. And first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Handoff straight up the middle, and that's Holst, I believe, past the 45 up to the 46. First carry of the season for junior Landon Holst. He's coming back from a dislocated shoulder, going back to basketball last year. Gets 3. It'll be second and 7 from the 46-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Again, you can't give up on the run completely.
No, you got to keep them honest. If they don't, they're just going to drop their ears back, and they're just going to come at you all night.
Trips right on second and 7. Pistol formation for the Huron Tigers. McNeil. The straight drop. Here comes Terwilliger. Here comes a few more. And, oh, that's a dangerous pass. Oh. Threw it away. And, boy, there was only one player that had a shot at that, and that was Pierre. But, again, all's well that ends well. And that was just, again, a case of McNeil getting rid of it because he had pressure.
Got a flag back
there. Well, flag all the way back there, too. Is that?
Do we have anybody close enough?
Yeah, it looks like Strands, because it's either intentional grounding or roughing the passer, and looks like they're pointed the direction of Huron. And after discussion, they're going to pick it up. So the white hat threw it just in case, because he can't always tell if it got up to the line of scrimmage or not. And that's good mechanics for the officiating crew. Get together and make sure you get the call right. Third and 7 from the 46-yard line with 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Huron has trips right and pistol formation for Colton McNeil. McNeil with the snap and play action, throws over the middle and off the hands. Whoa. Blake Elwine had it, and it would have been a first down. Oh, Blake mad at himself after that. He had it. Incomplete fourth down, and Huron will punt with 16 seconds to go. Sometimes you got to make your own breaks. Yep. Remember, Blake Elwine, for as much as we know that name, he has not played a lot of varsity football. And, boy, he had the first down, had the route there, the pass on target. He's going to say, I'm going to get that one next time. Fourth and seven, and Hofer will punt the ball away with 16 seconds left. Flag as the snap came off high, and it's going to be a fair catch and caught by Carson Stoser. Check the flag at the line of scrimmage. Well, the chain gang's moving, even though there's a flag on the play. That's not supposed to happen. So officials will come together in this. For now, Pierre has the ball at the 22-yard line. But the flag came at the snap. Now the officials, referee, is going to talk to Coach Strand, and the near side official going to talk to Coach Steele. And I'm not sure if this is on Pierre or on Huron at this point. So discussion here, and okay, the official is going to tell us what's going on here. And it looks like we're going to punt again. Well, legal substitution on Pierre, which means illegal substitution, I believe, is 5 yards in that a 12th guy was trying to get off the field and didn't get off on time. So I believe that'll be a 5-yard penalty, make it 4th and 2, and Hero may bring the offense back on the field. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty on Pierre. Third penalty, 20 yards on the Governors. And Huron does have the offense on the field, but they haven't marked off the 5 yards yet here either. So it's going to be 4th and 2, and Huron will snap it at the Pierre 49-yard line. So a gamble here by Coach Strand. Maybe they're just going to try and pull him off too. We'll see. 4th and 2, pistol for McNeil. No, they're going to snap it, and the pass is deflected. Again, pressure straight up the middle that time by Coulter Babcock, and that never had a chance. And the ball will turn over at downs on downs near midfield with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter and no score. A gamble there, and, well, just never got the playoff again. Pierre really bringing the pressure right now, and McNeil just does not have a lot of time to get comfortable there in the pocket. And the Governors will have it 1st and 10 at their own 49-yard line, probably the last snap of the first quarter. Pistol formation, two receivers left, one right. Low snap again. Lounsbury going to throw long, and it's going to Terwilliger, and he makes the catch at the 20. Sean Messamore just didn't turn his head. He had the position but could not find the ball, and Pierre gets their first down on the final play of the first quarter. Ball goes down to the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 31, and that will end our first quarter. Huron 0, Pierre 0, timeout. 1 minute, this Huron Community Campus $40 credit timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North, or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start of the second quarter, first and 10, Pier. They have it at their own, or at the Huron 20-yard line. If you're watching on the video, sorry, this is the best I can do with the split windows in front of me, so don't complain about it. First and 10 from the 20, and Lounsbury to pass. He's under pressure, throws it, got Stolle open, yes! Touchdown. Two plays in the end zone, touchdown, Pier. Stolle just ran that corner. He was able to get by Messamore in two plays, and Pier in the end zone at 6-0 Pier with the extra point pending 20 yards on the touchdown pass. First play of the second quarter. 11:54 to go in the first half, and Pier up 6-0, and on to kick the extra point for Pier is Carter Templeton. Snap. Low snap, bobbled. Now they're going to have to pick it up, and they're just going to run, and he's going to be swarmed under by a bunch of Huron Tigers, as I believe Messamore and Peterson both in, so the point after no good. 6-0 Pier, 11:54 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
To sponsor the Huron Tigers, the doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Pier, two plays in the end zone, two long pass plays. So basically, there are two big guns in that passing game. First, Cooper Terwilliger, and then George Stolle. And Corky, we had a great first quarter. Now we just have to show we can bounce back. We've shown we can move the ball, but we have to make that next step. Remember, we had a drop pass there where we had a chance to keep that last drive going. Now can we counter and get something good going here?
We're getting plenty of opportunities. We're right where we need to be. We're in everything. We just got to finish what we're doing, and these guys are going to make it happen. They're confident that they can do it.
On to a kick again is Templeton with Winiger and Peterson back deep to receive. Line drive kick, and Peterson will field it at the 15, 20, 25, crosses back, 30, and 35, still on his feet to the 40, lost the ball, but Huron got on top of it. Great return by Peterson, but then he lost the ball, but jumping on top of it was Ty Kleinsaucer, and I think Cooper Bischoff had a chance at it too, but hey, we'll take it. First and 10 from the 40-yard line, good return, and we're able to keep control the ball after the fumble, and Huron will have decent field position at their own 40-yard line, first and 10. Early second quarter, Pier now up 6-0. Holst is in at the pistol back. Huron has some confusion on who's going to be where here on the formation. Now Winiger, he's just coming off the field. I guess they hadn't put, well, I guess Huron did use a timeout, so... Yeah, again, just like Pier before, they had to take a timeout when they just got the ball back. Now Huron does, too. Timeout Huron, 11:46 to go, first half. 6-0 Pier, timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Huron Tigers as they use, I believe that's their second timeout. Yep, only one timeout left for Huron. Oh, I guess they don't have it on the scoreboard. First and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Huron Tigers in motion. And the flip to Holson. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Broke the tackle, but he's still in trouble. There's going to be a loss of 6-7 yards on the play. That was strung out, and Holst never had a chance to get that going. He started at the right wing, but appear at big penetration up the middle. They'll spot the ball back at the 32-yard line. That's a loss of 8 for Hulst. And Huron at 2nd and 18 back at the 32-yard line. Pier up 6-0. We're early second quarter. A pretty good effort so far here on the part of the Huron Tigers, though, compared to what we saw last week. Hulst comes off the field. I believe Bubba Peterson's back in at the pistol back. Huron comes trips right, one receiver left. On 2nd and long, McNeil straight drop back, gets some help, throws over the middle, and that's dangerous. That's intercepted by Kellen Hansen. Hansen goes into Huron territory, up to the 35, hits that far sideline. That was up for grabs. You could see it from here, Kellen Hansen with the pick. And Huron turns the ball over, 10:46 to go in the first half, and Pierre will get great field position once again. Well, we had positives in the first quarter. The second quarter has been the opposite.
Not playing rough where we should be. That's okay. These guys got to readjust and reload. They'll be come back at it.
Pierre has it first and 10 at the Huron 30-yard line after the pick there by Hansen. They have tight formation, double tight end, and a couple of wings. Now Stolle in motion with the pistol there on the first and 10. For Pier. And roll out to the left for Lounsbury. Going to throw deep for Terwilliger. Wide open, but overshot him. Wide open. Break there for the Huron Tigers.
Oh, boy.
It'll be second down and 10.
We weren't even within the camera shot of that one, I don't think.
Well, it's because I didn't have the camera set right either, but. Second and 10 for Pier from the 30-yard line as they try to increase their 6-0 lead. Coming off the interception. So really some mistakes by here. On figure big, we had a drop pass when we could have got it converted a first down. We throw an interception. Those are the type of mistakes you can't make against a Pier Governor team. Second down and 10 from the 30-yard line. Here comes motion, low snap again. Here comes the rush, and they whistle it dead. Pierce had some trouble with those snaps in the gun. But this play was stopped by the officials. It is procedure on Pier. Fourth penalty, 25 yards on the Pier Governors. And that will make it second and 15 back at the 35-yard line. Second down and 15, and Lounsbury to pass again. Throws to the far sideline and overthrown again. Good coverage there by Winiger on Bucci. It's like Lounsbury kind of went off his back foot there as well. So third and 15 from the 35-yard line. Back to pass Lounsbury, going to throw deep. Far sideline, and the pass through the hands of Messamore. Touchdown to Carter Scheifelbein.
Touchdown, Governor!
I think they basically just went back to that same play earlier that he missed, and
number eight,
payday this time.
Seven, Carter Scheifelbein.
So 12-0 with the extra point kick coming here for the Pier Governors. The kick is up, and it is good. 13-0 Pier. 10:26 to go here in the first half. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Duck Goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids.
That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Also, mistakes by the Huron Tigers and the Pierre Governors have taken advantage to go up 13-0 here early in the second quarter. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. T area leads Aberdeen starting the fourth quarter, 33-0. Sturgis 7, Douglas 0, second quarter. Watertown up on Yankton, 20-0 early second quarter. And late in the first quarter, Brookings 7, Mitchell 0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Now Huron's got to get something going on offense. Played so well in the first quarter, but a couple of mistakes, and Pierce capitalized to lead 13-0. Kick, and it's caught by Peterson at the 12, coming up the right hash to the 30, and will be brought down at about the 31-yard line by Asher Vandenbos of Pierre. And Huron Tigers will get it again, first and 10. So Pierre all of a sudden has started to get their pass game clicking as they have a 20-yard and a 35-yard touchdown pass. And Huron Tigers will see if they can bounce back here now, first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. And still got to try and get some running game going here, I think. First and 10, handoff straight ahead, and not much there, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. I believe that was Hulst, but I can't see till he gets up. That was Hulst. It's like back to the 31, no gain. It'll be second and 10 for Huron at their own 31-yard line. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Pierre now leading 13-0. Pistol formation. You have three receivers left. Tight end to the right. Pistol for McNeil, looking left to pass. Throw short, the pass complete. I believe that's Porish. And he'll come up the field to about the 37, 38-yard line. Just a little button hook, as we said back in the 70s, but got about 7, maybe 8 yards on the play. McNeil's already thrown the ball 20 times here in the first half. Give him 8. It's going to be 3rd and 2 for Huron, a long 2 from the 38-yard line. So big play here. Huron would like to keep the possession going and try to get something positive. Again, short pass. The pass complete over the middle. First down, Huron up to the 45. Again, that's Porish. Again, just stop short. And up to the 44, gain of 6. And first down for Huron. Fifth first down of the first half for the Huron Tigers. They'll have it now at their own 44-yard line as we hit 9 minutes to go in the first half. Receiver left, receiver right. Pistol formation on the first and 10. And handoff straight ahead again. I believe that's Hulst up the middle. He's got a big hole. 40, 35, 30, and finally brought down from behind inside the 25-yard line. He was caught from behind by George Rapp, but the biggest run of the season for the Huron Tigers. Hull straight up the middle all the way to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 31 for Landon Hulst. And Huron, first and 10 at the Pierre 25-yard line.
Exactly what you said. We got to mix that run in there just a little bit. There's an example. He just busted one loose for a while.
So first and 10 Huron from the Pierre 25. Peterson now in the backfield. And McNeil, straight drop, going to throw deep to the middle and should have been intercepted. A break for Huron. Carter Templeton cut in front of Elwine. The ball was underthrown, and fortunate there that was not picked.
We got away with one there.
It'll be second and 10 from the 25-yard line for Huron. Best field position, I believe, for the game for Huron. And this was set up by the run. Three receivers right, one left on second and 10. McNeil looks right, bubble screen to Leyendecker, catches it 25-20, undercut at about the 18, got about 7 on the play. Tackle by Kellen Hansen along with Hudson Schaefer. But again, that bubble screen has been effective. Put it down to the 18-yard line, gain of 7, first catch of the game for Leyendecker, and Huron has a 3rd and 3 from the pier 18-yard line. 7:44 to go in the first half. And here on their best possession of the game. 3rd and 3 for Huron. Holst in the backfield. And going to throw short. The pass complete. Near sideline. Elwine shoved out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. I've kind of cut off there by the pier bench. But it looks like it is enough for the first down. Yep, they're going to put him at the 13-yard line. So that's a gain of 5. And Huron gets the first down. 7th first down of the half for Huron. They'll have it 1st and 10 at the 13-yard line. Pistol formation, 2 receivers left, Elwine right. Hand off straight up the middle again for Holst. Working hard, maybe gets a couple of yards going straight up the middle. Bouche, who's been ever present on defense for Pierre, on the stop for the Governors. Gain of 1, and Holst comes hobbling off the field after that carry. It'll be 2nd and 9 from the 12-yard line for Huron. As Peterson back into the backfield for Huron, we have trips left on 2nd down and 9. McNeil looking left. Now they whistle it dead. And what do we have there? Penalty marker on the near side of the field. Procedure on Huron. 3rd penalty, 20 yards on Huron. That'll cost him 5. Back to the 18-yard line. The 2nd and 14 for Huron from the 18-yard line. Trips to the left here on 2nd down. McNeil looking left. Throws over the middle. Pass complete to Porish inside the 5. Going to be very close to the first down. Quick slant in the middle.
Well, he laid that right in on his hands. Beautiful pass.
Stolle with the catch, but that's a gain of 14 for Porish. And 1st and goal for Huron at the 4-yard line. This is the 1st and goal for Huron this season. Never got there against Yankton. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Huron threatening 1st and goal at the 4. McNeil going to pass. The ball batted and up, and was it caught for the touchdown? Off the tip, Riley Winiger got it on the trip tip drill. Touchdown Huron. I'd rather be lucky than good.
Works out. We're on the board.
It was batted in the air, a jump ball. I don't think the Pier defensive back ever saw it. Originally, I saw the Huron bench react, and I think they wanted pass interference, but once the ball's deflected, that all that's off. So touchdown, 1st touchdown of the season for Huron, 4 yards to Riley Winiger. And on the kick, the extra point, Micah Larson fresh off the soccer field. Kick is up and nowhere close to good. No good, but Huron on the board, it's 13-6 Pier. With 5:42 to go in the first half, we'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hot Fudge Sunday or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.